the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. You just heard the text for the day, and that's one of those texts that I warn homiletic students about. You know, the one which doesn't seem to have a hint of gospel in it. Instead, we have death, apostasy, idolatry, abandoning the Lord and being abandoned by Him, provoking the wrath of God, the people being given over, sold to their enemies, terrible disasters. Not a very Lutheran text, except perhaps here in Cramer Chapel. One thing is very clear, though. Israel, the people of God, had and still have a problem. We need help. On a recent flight, I saw three different people reading different self-help books. Perhaps they were seeking to resolve some issue in their life, and somebody was going to guide them in that process. Someday I'm going to write a self-help book for people who are addicted to self-help books. But for what Israel faced in ancient times and in modern times, there is no self-help book. There is no self-help method that works. It has to come from outside, from one who is the answer to every question. Even this text from Judges, as grim a situation as it describes, is finally all about the grace of God. You know, there had been a generation of Hebrews who knew the Lord and knew what He had done. Their parents had come out of Egyptian slavery. They knew the stories of God's great miraculous intervention, His sending the plagues, His parting of the sea, His giving of the law at Sinai, His miraculous provision for them throughout 40 years of wandering through the wilderness. They had known God's acts, and they had served Him. Now, under Joshua, they had settled the land and began to enjoy the abundance that God had promised to the patriarchs. But that generation had died. And in striking similarity to Pharaoh in Exodus, where we read that there arose in Egypt a Pharaoh who did not know Joseph, now there arises in Israel a generation who does not know the Lord. And all that generation also were gathered to their fathers. And there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that He had done for Israel. The result of that, they abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. They went after other gods from among the gods of the peoples who were around them and bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. They abandoned the Lord and served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. Because of this, the Lord allowed them to suffer the consequences of their own choices. He gave them over to plunderers. He sold them to their enemies. His hand was against them. Because of all that, they were, we read, in terrible distress. And so that would continue. Throughout the time of the judges, the monarchy, into Babylon and the return, we read a history of sin and rebellion. Yeah, Israel had a problem and still has a problem. For we, the people of God, share. But as I said, this text is finally all about the grace of God. The Lord, you see, never gave up on His people. He never turned away from them forever. He would send to Israel judges, faithful kings, prophets, and priests. Most of them would be ignored at best or murdered at worst. There would be periods of reform, restoration, faithfulness, followed again by a return to the false gods of the nations around them. And even beyond the pages of Scripture, we see the people of God continuing that pattern. And yes, God has continued to send even giants into the church, Luthers and Walthers and Leahs and Chemnitzes, and only he knows who history will reveal to be the giants of our generation. But a generation seems to now have arisen who is in danger of not knowing the Lord or the work that he has done. And each of us is in that danger of following the lead of our forefathers in Israel and forgetting the Lord and his work. I think clergy, deaconesses, those who serve the church, are especially subject to desire the gods of the surrounding culture. We want influence, money, power, the respect of the world, the new Baals and Ashtaroth of our culture. If we seek them, we abandon the God who has called us to be his own. And there is no self-help book out there that can provide a solution. And yet, God's grace is amazing. You see, he's faithful, even when we are not. So faithful, in fact, that he himself became the way of restoration. This, of all the things you learn here at the seminary, this is the single most important thing. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. It is that reconciliation that is the rescue, the help that we must have from our distress, that which we bring upon ourselves. And no one has understood distress as he understands it. He made Israel's problem his own. Israel, deserving to be abandoned by God, yet in our place, he was abandoned by God, crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Israel is sold and should be sold into the hands of their enemies. In our place, he is sold into the hands of our enemies for 30 lousy pieces of silver. Israel provokes the anger of the Lord. In our place, that anger is poured out on him as he, the only innocent man, becomes sin in our place. Israel is defeated. He turns defeat into victory because on Easter morning, he takes the death that is ours upon himself into a tomb and then rises again and takes the life, the resurrection that is his and places it upon us. There is your help. There is your rescue. There is the amazing grace of God. God does not let his sinful people die, but bears their death for them. And that is what he has poured out into your life and mine, in water and word and bread and wine. This is why he still sends his servants out into the church, just as he sent Moses and Joshua and the prophets, the apostles, the fathers of the church, and that countless mass of preachers who throughout the generations have proclaimed the only God and the cross by which we know him. Why, that all might know him and what he has done. We may fail, no, we will fail, but he never does. Keep your eyes on Christ, wherever he leads you, for he is the Savior of the world. And there in him you see the amazing grace of God. And that's all that matters. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.